the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, live from Danger Studios, Coral Springs, and now you know
we're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody. I said 1, 2, 3,
everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday, October 8th. I'm in this Danger Studios, joined by Ethan Moore.
Hey, good to be here, Dougie. I'm right here in the middle.
You're in the middle.
I'm like between you on the left and the right.
Like the dick.
I'm in the middle. Center.
And you or I are the testicles. Sitting in for Ciro today, our special guest co-host, Jackie Sanchez.
I don't want to make myself the dick or the balls.
No, that won't work.
She's neither.
You can't. You could. There's not. You
the
don't
asshole,
have.
Asshole, I guess.
No.
You know, we need an asshole. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't mean like a literal asshole. I mean, like, you know, the jerk of the show.
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, that's why Peter Leonard used to be here.
Oh,
He was a bit of a, you know, he liked being that guy.
Right. Right.
So no more. I don't know. Maybe any assholes out there want to be on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show? There's an audition.
A heel, like in wrestling, you know.
Yeah.
You need the bad guy, the villain.
Right, like the Undertaker of the group.
Yeah, one of those kind of guys. Exactly.
Right, the masked assassin.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in my day, that's the wrestling guy, was the masked assassin. You know what I mean? It was the guy who wore the mask. No one knew who he was.
Who was that masked man?
Who was it?
Kind of a Zorro thing?
That guy could have been walking next to you in Publix buying grapes. And you could have said, you could have walked up and said, hey, how you doing, buddy? We're like, hi. Hey, you sound familiar. That's not me.
It's kind of like Daft Punk. You know, like
right.
You don't really know who's behind the mask.
You think that's a good idea? I mean,
I think it is, actually.
Whatever happened to those guys, by the way?
Daft Punk?
They're still around?
Putting albums out? Making millions? Sure.
That's a good way. Like, if you want to be a famous comic, like, remember the Unknown comic? The guy who wore a paper bag on his head?
I do not know.
The guy who used to be on the Gong Show? Is the Unknown comic used to come out and tell...
What year was this, Dougie?
Like, 80s. You know? Okay. Okay. Fucking little sprout over here. Yeah, he wore a garbage bag over his head.
Oh my God!
So okay. Guy could go anywhere. He can go anywhere, and nobody recognizes
him. Right, right.
Now I don't know if somebody want to do that. If you're going to become famous, you know, there's, like, some people want, like, it's nice. Like I've been recognized as a comic on a few occasions. Hey, don't you? This kind of feels good.
Yeah, every once in a while, someone recognizes you.
I'm sure that's okay, right, but I'm sure it's not okay everywhere you go. Like, oh, come on, you know, like, God, leave me alone.
Dougie, you know? I think you're really overestimating your.
I'm not talking about me. I'm saying, you know, that would probably be, you know, a little upsetting. You know, it could be like a little too much.
Right.
You know? Anyway.
Then you wear that bag, someone else starts taking your gigs. I'm the masked comic.
Right?
I have the bag.
And the jokes really weren't distinguishable for that guy. He would just tell they were fucking hacky jokes.
Got the jokes out of a bag, too.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, at any rate. Anyway, welcome to the show. Lots happened. I mean, we had the swearing in of Kavanaugh.
Yes, yes. Many people upset.
I won $250 in bets. Two or three people bet me. They said he wasn't going to get.
You bet? You bet? You're taking bets on this?
I took bets on it.
Oh.
And I also can't wait.
I'm
going to get a case of. Another couple months goes by, and I'm going to get a case of Stella.
Yes, if
because somebody said that that Trump was going to be impeached before the end of the year.
Oh, that's definitely true.
No, you can't even say that. It's done. It is done, dude.
No, because the Democrats, they're going to win, and then they have to impeach Trump.
They can't listen. They even said they were going to try to impeach Kavanaugh. Those guys couldn't even write him a fucking parking ticket. Okay, it's never going
to
happen.
I don't know how you impeach the Supreme Court justices. What do you have to do?
He has to do something while he's sitting on the Supreme Court.
No, but I mean, it's a political thing, you know.
No, but he would have to. I mean, He would have to. I read part of it. I read some of the. You'd have to do something really wrong while you're sitting on the Supreme Court.
Is it the House or the
Senate or who? Senate. You'd have to come up with something.
Well, that's going to be tough. They just voted for him.
Yeah. So.
But for the House, you know, it'll definitely go Democratic, and they'll definitely
impeach Trump. It's not definitely
going
Democratic. Have you read the polls lately?
You want to bet?
Yeah, I'll bet you on that. I'm going to be fucking 5-0 because they had a bit of the poll, and we can't trust polls, but the polls were showing that they were showing favoritism. They were showing as favorites. But now, ever since this Kavanaugh hearing, there's a lot of people that were on the fringe. We're not talking about the diehard left or the diehard right. The people in the fringe, like the people in the middle like you, for the most part, they went, this was fucking despicable.
I'm in the middle.
What they saw of the left and everything that's been going on, they said, that's it. They said, there's no way I'm going to let the country fall in the hands of these fucking hoople heads.
Well, the problem is that's, you know, a bunch of races all across the country, and they're all local races. So, Dougie, I will bet you $50 that the Democrats win the House.
I'll bet you $50.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, here. Let's shake on it. Dems take the House in November.
Yeah.
Blue wave.
You better pay,
$50. Dougie doesn't think I have $50.
I don't think you have $50.
He's going to come after me with his Bushmaster.
I don't need to bring my Bushmaster. I'm going to bring my flip-flop to beat your ass. I need a fucking gun.
It's a good bet because I think the over-under is something like they're going to win 40 seats. So they're going to win.
No, they listen, why? Just because you got Taylor Swift on your side now?
What's Taylor Swift say?
She came out of nowhere, right? And she backed a candidate in Tennessee or something.
Look, I love it when the government is divided. That's my favorite. When the Democrats have control of the House and then the presidency is, you know, the Republicans.
Right.
Because then nothing gets done.
They said history would tell you that the incumbent president loses seats.
I'm betting. That's how I'm betting, Dougie. I'm going to win 50.
Well, listen, this Trump train is going to keep rolling right over your drag queen show, dude. It's you know what I'm saying?
Why do you have to bring my drag queen show?
Because
to this,
I want
Dougie.
To. I want to pummel you into the ground. You made a bet with me. You're a loser. You're gonna lose.
You think he's mad that I made this bet?
I'm not mad, dude. Listen, $50.
Oh, see, he already lost. You can hear that in his voice.
Yeah, I already
he's like,
lost.
I can afford to lose 50.
Yeah.
No, but
what I'll do. If I lose to you paying $50, I won't book you ever again.
Jesus,
at Dougie. Least until
you're putting all these conditions on it now.
I'm just kidding. There's people I'm never going to book again, but it ain't you. Anyway, so no, I'm only kidding. I'm pretty open to most people.
Don't you think, though, Dougie, if the Democrats win the House, which if they do, I'll win 50, then they will have to pay back their left-wing voters by impeaching Trump. Now
they
won't
have
it. They won't have the Senate.
There's nothing. There's not. Listen, even if they try to do it, like
they impeached Clinton.
There's nothing. It's not going to do nothing. And here's the thing: even people on like CNBC this morning, which is like the only news I really watch during the day, financial channel, and they said even the Democratic people that are there, like, well, it's never going to happen now. It's done. There's too much. There's just too much there now. There's no collusion. There's nothing. They have nothing to run on. There's nothing to impeach him over. There's nothing that like. This thing's gonna Rosenstein, the guy with the Department of Justice,
yes,
the DOJ,
okay,
like he was supposed to get fired, and now what's happening? He's turning evidence of the people in the FBI, the crooked fucking people in there. He came out because he said some things, and now the Democrats are fucking Buffon idiots. Understand? I don't even know if that's a word. It just sounded nice.
They're all different across all different states.
They are morons, dude. They showed themselves in these fucking Kavanaugh hearings as a bunch of, I'm Spartacus, you fucking moron. Listen,
wait, who's Spartacus?
The corker from the guy from Jersey.
Did he stand up and then he was Spartacus?
He said, this is my Spartacus moment. Oh. And
he's a Republican. He's on your
he's
side.
He's not a Republican. He's
corker?
No, you're thinking of.
You said corker.
Did I say corker?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember his name. The big
Spartacus. That's his name.
His name Spartacus. Now we got Spartacus.
Senator Spartacus.
You got Spartacus, and you got Pocahontas.
All right.
You know what I mean?
With the racial names. Come on.
That's her name, dude. She gave her. She said she was an American Indian because she had high cheekbones. That's what she went on.
Uh-huh.
And even Trump said, "I'll give you $1 million if you prove that you're an Indian. Take that, you know, DNA test." I mean, I'm not going to bet you $1 million, but he can. And by the way, thanks for Donald Trump, President Trump, for giving his this quarter salary, because he doesn't get he gives away his money. You know that
he doesn't accept. Yeah. Oh, he's not making anything off this deal.
No, well, listen.
I mean, the amount he bills the U.S. government for like all kinds of crazy.
Okay, he bills. It's presidents get protection and everything. It doesn't happen at a So, like all the time, how about the time Obama went to Spain with his wife and spent like $400,000 in a weekend?
I'm sure Trump is taking way more out of the country than Obama.
I'm sure everything is bad with you, Trump. I'm sure one day you're going to wake up and go, God damn, life is so fucking good here that I can't understand. Why is it?
Hey, best economy since 1969. Lowest unemployment since 1969.
Right.
So
exactly.
What are you going to say?
Everybody, I had a friend call me, like, look at the market now. I said, look, because interest rates are moving up. It has nothing to do with a presidency.
Yeah, unfortunately, inflation is high, too. So.
Well, it's not high.
Or the cost of living is high.
It's not high. What's happening is that we've had 0% interest rates for like fucking two decades, or a decade at least since the financial crisis. Everything's at zero. Now we're starting to go up a little bit, and you know, people are panicking. Don't panic, everybody. I'm not going to give you financial advice in the show. Otherwise, I got to put a fucking 20-minute disclaimer before the show.
Jackie, what do you think about the interest rates?
Oh, God, I don't know.
You got money put away?
No.
All right. Well, start putting money away.
Yeah, no, I think I have like a 401k with Starbucks.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you putting into it?
Yeah, $10 out of each
paycheck?
Let's do each latte.
Every time she gets a fucking cafe mocha, it's like, that's another 35 cents for me. What is the most ordered drink? What do you think is the most ordered thing you get in Starbucks, or people get in Starbucks?
Caramel macchiato.
Yeah?
Gross.
Mm-hmm. I'm a white chocolate mocha guy.
Oh. Yeah, that's also like, that's like probably number two.
Is it?
Three. Yeah.
I don't like it's like a sugar bomb.
It's definitely number two after I drink it.
It depends how you order it, though. Like, there's no whipped cream. Okay.
So I get the largest one, which is the venti.
That has five calories less. That's good. No whipped cream.
Yeah. I know. They ask me, you want whipped cream? I'm like, what do I look like?
There's an entire field of sugarcane in that. It's diabetes in a cup.
There's a Dominican Republican guy coming out of the top of it going, right. I'm almost done.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. So,
Starbucks, huh? You work at Starbucks?
I work at Starbucks, yeah.
Oh, right on. Okay.
It's not that cool.
Which one? No, just kidding. Don't let our listeners know.
By the way, John Jenkins says this show is weirdly racist. Just stick around and watch the rest of it before you make a judgment, dude.
This show is racist.
Yeah, it's racist because we said a president did something. That happened to be black.
I told you, Dougie, before the show started, I told you, people are sensitive right now.
Well, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if people are sensitive. That's too fucking bad, okay? Toughen up, goddammit, you bunch of pussies.
Yeah.
I don't,
yeah,
you know, the,
right. I'm
that's what happened.
That.
You know, am I right? I mean.
No, but, you know, I was saying that the Kavanaugh thing, people think if you supported someone who supported Kavanaugh, then it's like supporting rape.
That's
how the equivalency everyone draws. So then they think, oh, Dougie's. Oh, fine. Dougie hates women.
Right.
They make these equivalencies. So you should be sensitive to the fact that they're making those equivalencies.
Well, you can't control what people think. That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
That was the whole problem in the past decade or so. You know, people like the old saying, you guys are young enough. Did your parents ever tell you, hey, sticks and stones, you know, make fucking names and.
I know. What Tim Hanlon used to have that joke. Whatever happened to sticks and stones?
Right,
right. And he's like, kids these days, they can't even they can't handle anything. You know, he's like, I went to my nephew's school. You call one kid a retarded faggot, and the whole you know, it's like, but it's like really, but the point of the joke is whatever happened to sticks and stones, and it's really true.
No, listen, this was in philosophy when in one of my philosophy courses in college. They said if you expect other people. Many thousands of people you come into contact over a period of time to change their way as opposed to adjusting yours, you're never going to be happy. And that's kind of the way society is. You expect, you know, like, listen, we talked about homosexuality, gay marriage, all these things. Everybody should be able to be free to do whatever you want.
Okay.
No one should be in a position to judge you, right?
Well, how about Brett Kavanaugh? Now he can judge whether gay marriage is okay.
No, I'm sure that's not going to be on the docket. That's not one of the main things they're going to worry about.
All those evangelicals, you're Catholic, right?
Yes.
Well, but you're a liberal on social issues. It's okay to be gay, whatever.
Sure.
Birth control, abortion should be legal, all that stuff.
What do they call them? Socially liberal.
Yeah,
I'm fiscally conservative.
But here's the thing. All the people that wanted Kavanaugh in there, they're all these crazy right-wing theocrats. They're the people I grew up with because I was raised a Christian evangelical.
Right.
And all those people are crazy,
but
man.
But you know that each side has their crazies, right? Like you have the left, the liberals on the left that are completely fucking bonkers. And then you have the Christian right. Right, which you know that believe somebody mentioned kind of
the Christian right's more organized. I'll put it that way. they're way more organized than Antifa or whoever you're talking about, at least
because they have something they're following. And whether you believe it or not, they have something that's truly like something that's like I was about to say inbred, which in some cases may be true.
Eh,
but
you know,
it's
depends on what state.
You know what I mean? It's like okay, if you want to be gay marriage, whatever you want.
Why do you gesture at me when you?
Because
do that,
I'm not going to gesture at her. I mean,
I'm probably it, more likely it because to be gay.
She doesn't dress like a man.
Is it because I have drag?
Do I? No.
Not purposely, at least.
No, not really. No.
Those are some butch tattoos, though, Jackie. I know. I swear.
Yeah. I mean, none of them are like gay.
Is there a gay tattoo that you can get?
I could get a rainbow.
Oh yeah, okay, rainbow flag or something.
Yeah, something gay. Mm.
None of them are rainbow. They're not colorful. They're very.
No, I only have two colors.
Should I not be talking about your tattoos? Is it weird? Is it make you self conscious?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Why would I care?
All right,
I got them for a reason. If I didn't want people to talk about them,
What's that one with the chemical thing?
It's serotonin.
Oh, I figured it was like meth or something.
Yes.
It's like the formula for.
It's secretly meth.
It's cocaine.
I just tell everybody serotonin.
It's she actually got the secret to bush beans from the dog.
Right.
All right. Anyway, so then this whole topic, you know, everybody. It's a thing. I don't. You know, it's like. I don't want to judge anybody. Everybody's going to make their own decisions.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? I think decisions are a big part. It's the decisions we make as individuals dictate and predicate our success and failures in life.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's why we need as much freedom as possible, so we have the freedom to make those decisions.
Right. And you got to be able to make decisions. And live. Here's the problem. Some people. The problem I'm having is the people that make decisions, and then when it doesn't go well, they blame other people. You know, I had a discussion with somebody about blame. I'm not a big blame guy. You know, I don't want to blame anything because, irregardless, like if this show sucks today,
right.
I can't blame you. I have to blame.
Well, you know,
I can't. I have
I'll
to blame
take some of the blame.
But I think here's the thing: we accept it for what it is. Like in a relationship of a couple, like my wife and I, if we have an argument,
right,
and she'll say, "Well, you should." I'm like, "Honey, we're in it. It's you and I. So we're the ones. One way or the other, we have a say in that. We have a say in it." Like, I played soccer, competitive soccer all my life, right? As a team sport guy, when the team loses, you can't just blame the guy who didn't score or the guy who got scored on. You got to blame the whole team.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You win together, you lose together.
Sure.
Right? And that's the way it is. You can't blame it's your fucking fault. No, because because then you can always say, well, if you were a really good friend, you would have helped me not do that.
How does this connect with the...
Listen, things don't have to connect. This isn't a fucking crossword puzzle. Right, it's a fucking podcast. All right? We're just trying to entertain.
What's up, funny that you're on a tangent that's not connected to anything.
I'm just glad that I can talk. I had my tooth pulled today.
Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about. I was nervous. Yeah, you know, I have a high threshold for pain.
Right.
But I had a buddy of mine that sent me a clip from the Marathon Man.
Oh, yeah. Nice friend.
Right. Thank you.
Do you know that movie, Jackie?
No.
This is Dustin Hoffman.
Right.
And I've seen it so long ago.
Well.
But there's basically a famous scene where a dentist, he's like a torture.
It's okay. Like a Nazi dentist.
Nazi dentist. And he starts pulling his teeth or filling cavities and shit.
Okay. He's trying. Yeah. He thinks that Dustin Hoffman has information, which Dustin Hoffman doesn't have, I think. He doesn't know anything about it. But they somehow confuse him with this guy who knows all this stuff. And they take him to a room and get this ex-Nazi dentist.
Yeah.
And he starts drilling his teeth and torturing him and asking him questions.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's like, is it safe? And Dustin Hoffman doesn't know what that means.
Yeah,
he just gets tortured, and it's terrifying.
And you know, and my friend sends me this video clip, knowing I'm going to have my tooth pulled.
Is it safe, Doug?
Yeah, is it? When you nothing worse. Like how many times? I don't know. This has happened on a few occasions. I'm going to fly the next day, and I turn on the news or I turn on the TV, and it's like
plane crash.
It's a plane crash movie, and I'm like, I'm not getting on that plane tomorrow. You know what I mean? I feel like it's an omen. Yeah. Have you ever done that? Have you ever like getting like this weird vibe? Like, I don't know, I probably shouldn't get on this plane.
I'd be like, I probably shouldn't buy this heroin, but then I just do it anyway.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't buy it from this guy.
You know, I'll tell you something. That's my. I have like a weird association with dentists now too, because you know I'm afraid that they're going to give me the painkillers.
Yeah,
you know, like I really can't take them. I can't take any home with me. If they inject me or they do something while I'm there, it's like, all right, whatever.
Right.
You got to do what you got to do. But then. So I went to get I had a cavity filled after I got into recovery, and I was afraid, and they just gave me ibuprofen and it was fine. But I think I realized you're talking about pain threshold. My pain threshold got way higher.
Right.
Like it used to be so low. Like the slightest, I was such a pussy about pain when I was a drug addict.
Right.
I was like the slightest little thing. I was like, oh my God, it hurts so bad. But now I think it was just my addiction.
Well, yeah, yeah.
It was tricking me into. Yeah.
I had older brothers that were abused drugs and took pills and were, you know, and really bad with that.
Right.
So when that's where I would have had my back hurt or something, I wouldn't even want to take an aspirin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I purposely try to stay away from that. And like, you know, I had those bottle. I had a bottle of Percocet that just finally ran out, but I had it when I had my kidney stones over a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So I took my wife was like, when I had the pinched nerve in my neck and I had a fly. So I took I had to fly to Las Vegas, and I had that gig where I had to drive all over New Mexico.
You couldn't reach it because of the pinched nerve.
What's up, Mr. Collins? Isn't it nice when Bobby Collins, great comic, like that, calls me handsome? See that? Isn't that great?
Okay, gay.
Hey, he said it, Bobby. This guy, the guy who dresses in drag, just called you gay, Bobby Collins. Just wanted to just, it's him.
Is Bobby gay?
What's up, Kevin?
I called Dougie gay for accepting the compliment.
That was actually going to be one of my first stage name was Doug A.
Doug A.
No.
And then we used to joke around. Not. Perry Sack goes, because my father in law would go, Dougie gay. And like, no, I'm not gay. I like women. yeah. So, all right. So it's true. I had those bottle of Percocet forever because I don't like to take them.
Take them.
I know you will. And you're not gonna they're gone. I mean, it's the thing. So when I told my wife, I took them with me on the trip because I took one on the flight there to deal with this pinched nerve.
Right.
I'll be on a 5-hour flight. And then I took the other one when I flew home.
Right.
But she was like, oh, I can't believe it. I'm like, honey, I've had this bottle of Percocet for almost 2 years. If I was a drug addict, it wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 days.
Yeah, there you go.
So calm down.
So she was freaking out? She thought you all of a sudden you're a junkie?
Yeah, she was worried. Like, I was, you know, going to start like, oh, I'm going to have a pill problem now.
Hmm.
You know, but God, when you take them Percocets.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's
God.
Oxy, you know. It's the same drug as Oxy.
But that's the thing. Yeah. When you take it, like, the pain... Like, I didn't get, for this now, I had this tooth pulled today,
right.
and it was numb as shit, which, by the way, my dentist, I had another dentist, it was so funny, they pulled the tooth, this tooth had a root canal done about a year ago,
okay,
and the previous dentist left part of the drill.
Holy shit.
That's his trademark.
Yeah, he's like, this guy's like, leaves thing behind like he's a burglar, you know what I mean? Like, hey, it's the tooth drill burglar. Mm-hmm. But he actually, when he took the tooth out, and we saw it on the X-ray when we were looking at it, and they took it out, and
it says DeWalt on the side.
it says Hack Dentist. So, but it was like this the metal thing was sticking out of it, like
right.
And I said, "Can I have it?" He's like, "No, you know, because they use the tooth for other
that's
stuff."
That's evidence.
Yeah. So
for your lawsuit, Dougie.
But my God, bless this guy. I didn't feel anything when it was all going on. I felt like I was numbed up as like crazy, of course.
Right.
You know, but the last time I had a wisdom tooth pulled, I was knocked out.
Okay.
So I was like a little nervous.
And then you're like, why does my ass hurt?
Yeah, exactly. What's this dripping out of my, why does my lips and mouth hurt? Fantastic, my dent. This guy's amazing. They did a crown. You know, sometimes I got a crown done one time. They had to go back. It didn't bite down right. These people are amazing. And I think they charge me a little more, but that's it. I don't mind paying more when the job's done. Right?
Hey, Dougie, the economy's good. Trump's in the White House. You can pay more.
I'm going to pay more, man. That's why. See what I'm saying? Live with that shit. By the way, Terry Wayne says, someone tell Dougie to stop saying irregardless.
Oh, he hates that.
That is an incorrect
word. Yeah, it's regardless.
It's regardless.
It's like irrelevant, relevant, or irregard. What's the other one I'm thinking of? Whatever.
Inflammable? Inflammable? Yeah. Mean the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but whatever, dude. You know what I mean?
In Miami, they say like things like supposedly.
Supposedly?
Supposedly instead of supposedly, yeah.
Yeah, supposedly. Well, they say a lot of things fucked up in Miami.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do.
When you're at
They say, I'm just eating shit. Have you heard that?
No, like a bad expression?
Yeah, it means like I'm doing nothing. Like I'm just wasting time.
I'm eating shit?
I can't remember in Spanish. It's
eating
like.
Eating shit like falling.
Está comiendo mierda.
Yeah, it's like that.
That's como mierda.
Yeah. What are you doing?
My dad says that a lot.
Yeah, your dad's Cuban,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, super Cuban.
And it just means I'm doing nothing, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a weird expression, though?
Weird.
It's not in any other kind of Spanish.
It doesn't translate well,
English.
Does it?
No. It doesn't translate.
Spanish never translates well back to English, though. It never actually means what they say it means. It doesn't ever actually mean that. Because my dad used to yell at me in Spanish.
What did he say?
I don't speak very well Spanish. But like,
you're traumatized. You're like, I don't want to learn.
Forget it.
Only curse words. He didn't teach me real Spanish, just would curse at me.
It
but
sounds
I would
like
go
Cuban.
To my mom, and I'd ask my mom what it meant, because my mom is Spanish, too.
Okay.
She'd be like, he's saying fuck your mother, and I was like,
ooh.
They're divorced. So.
Okay, there you go. That's always fun to grow up in that type of home.
It was fun.
You know, my buddy did this. My buddy, his parents were like, well, listen, it could have been like me. My mom would yell at my dad the minute he got home from work. Literally, the minute he got over, my father would be busting his ass fixing cars from 8 in the morning till 6, 7 o'clock at night. like, you know, tired as shit, and he'd come home. The minute he'd sit on that fucking reclining chair, she'd be like, Denisha, la la casa, la la. You know,
this is why Dougie hates women to this day.
I hate women.
He supported Kavanaugh.
No, it's funny. It's why, exactly. That was my fuel. So, my I remember my mother one day asked me, she's like, why don't you date a Spanish woman? You know, I'm like, well, maybe because it reminds me of you, Ma. God bless her. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so speaking of fighting, big fight this weekend with the UFC.
Okay.
And, you know, being a former fighter myself, everybody said, what'd you think? And I got to see it. And
who was it?
It was the guy Khalid, the guy, and what's the Irish guy again? Conor McGregor.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, Colin's a trash-talking guy. He's all there, and he made fun of the guy. And, I mean, he was all over the guy. And, listen, that's why, you know, as a fighter, I never did that. I never talked shit.
Okay.
In the soccer field, sometimes as a goalkeeper, I would trash talk a little bit here and there, piss off the guy in the, you know, the people that are trying to score on me.
It's all part of the game, right?
Yeah. But sometimes, listen, but in a fight.
Yeah.
You know, in a fight, you don't want to do that.
Like, why not? They always do that in wrestling and boxing and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, wrestling and, it's.
Boxing especially.
But I didn't believe in that. You know, like.
Really?
I remember that fight that's on my Facebook page where I break the guy's leg in 12 seconds. Mm-hmm. At the weigh-in, this guy was like, I don't know, I was 33 at the time, 34, and the guy was like 25, a Marine, white guy who's like 6'5", 250. And he's like, I'm going to fight this guy. And he comes up to me and, you know, I mean, I weighed 215 pounds at the time, but I wasn't like lean fucking six-pack abs. The guy says, look at this guy. He probably's going to want to eat a sandwich before the, like, fuck it with me. I'm laughing the whole time, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was just taking it in. I was just taking it in because I seen a little bit of film on this guy. Yeah, he's a big, tough guy, but he, you know, I knew I was going to kick his ass. I had it in my head. And sure enough, so what, you know, the guy ate shit.
He broke his leg?
Yeah, 12 seconds. Yeah. Fucking guy thought he was going to go leg to leg with me under low kicks, and he ate it.
Lower leg or upper, like the...
The knee went flopping.
Because that one's pretty hard to break.
That's bad.
Femur or whatever.
Yeah.
That one's really hard.
Oh, the upper, yeah. That's usually, no, he just... It's more like his knee got disconnected or dislocated.
Oh, so
shit.
It wasn't broken.
Well, it broke.
It's all.
He amped up the story.
He ended up broken. The smaller.
It was dislocated.
The small. The knee was the kneecap was dislocated and his tibia, okay. Whatever that is, or his. What's the bottom one? The bottom leg. I don't know.
The knee bone's connected to the.
Hold on a second. Let me get my operation game out. I got a game of operation over here. So just don't talk shit. So anyway, Connor loses.
Yeah,
he gets
okay.
choked out. And I don't know. To me, when I was watching that fight, it seemed like the rounds were going very quick. I didn't know who the timekeeper was, but he must have been on cocaine. They just seemed like they were just going really fast. And
Dougie was on cocaine, by the way.
No, I don't.
He's like, time's going so fast.
What? Listen, I'm not depressed. Do I look depressed? So the guy choked him out. And then I get one of the Connor's trainers said some shit about the guy's father. So he jumped over out of the ring and tacked that guy.
Now, is this all part of the
I don't
thing?
Think it was fake. I don't
is
think
it, like
it was staged.
Kayfabe, like
no,
the thing they talk about
guy,
in wrestling?
Dana White said that they held back the checks from everybody. They didn't pay him. I don't know if the guy eventually got paid. But the guy jumps out of the ring. They cacks in. Some guy jumped
tickets,
into
though.
The ring and punched Connor. One of the other guy's trainers attacked Conan McGregor.
Wow.
So I just thought, you know, I don't know.
But that sells tickets. People like that stuff.
The controversy is always good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's always good to have that kind of shit. But but it's like, I don't know. Like, my friend sent me another photo. It's like, this is why I don't watch MMA. And he says, here's a picture of gay porn, and here's a picture of MMA fight. And they were like the same picture. You know, I don't.
It was,
you know,
and Dougie was in both.
Yeah, and I was in there. You know, I was the fluffer. So, anyway, I don't know. People ask me, I don't give a shit. Like you said, a UFC. That's why boxing is not. It's losing its demand. It's not as big. But I'd rather watch boxing. I would rather watch kickboxing. How I used to fight, because it's a little more of a sport. You know, you don't get on the ground and sit there and.
You don't like the mixed style.
I don't like anything goes. I don't mind it because, you know, you train at it and it's okay. But listen, if you're in a fight, and especially in a street fight. And you're on the ground trying to choke somebody. One of their buddies who doesn't know dick about fighting is going to come and kick you in the head while you're trying to choke him. So you got to learn how to, you know, stay on your feet a bit, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you don't like that because it's too one-on-one?
Well.
It doesn't apply to real-world situations?
No, it does apply. Like, I'll tell you now, in my current condition physically, You know, I prefer using my Hapkido skills, which is chokes and throws. And I don't want to sit there and try to kick somebody now and throw a punch because that also leaves marks. You get sued. But if you choke somebody with their own shirt and they wake up the next day, from, you know, then you're like, I don't know what he's talking about. You know, it's not right. There's not evidence. You know,
you have all these scenarios, maybe. Dougie. Everyone's always coming at you out of the bushes.
Why don't you try something? Go ahead. Why don't you try to choke me? I'll teach you something.
No one wants to attack you.
Your knee.
Dougie, everyone loves you. No one wants to attack you.
I'm just saying, dude. I think. Listen, if you guys don't get it, don't you think that you should be? We're in a day and age where you got to be able to protect yourself.
No,
you don't.
I walk down the street. I've done the most dangerous shit. I've been all over the world. I've been in dangerous places my whole life. Nothing has ever happened to me.
Me either, and I'm a 5'2", 200-pound female.
It's just about the demeanor. Just don't start shit with anyone.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't talk to people.
Now you're going
to
say that, and you're going to get mugged tomorrow.
I know, right? But I have gotten robbed before, once. Right. Once. But I was in my friend's house, and some guys came in to steal his weed and tapped a gun against my head
and all that shit.
So
you weren't robbed.
Yeah, they robbed my buddy. They didn't actually get anything from me.
But you didn't stop them.
I did not have the Hapkido skills to stop two guys with guns.
What kind of friend are you, man?
I was also like 18 or something.
Yeah.
Just a kid, yeah.
And listen, there's a lot of people that shouldn't. There's a lot of people just don't have that gene, you know what I mean?
The smart people know how to stay out of trouble. That's the way I look
at
it.
Listen, you've
said before that you think that's the most important skill.
It is. Dude, well, I can tell you this: as being a martial arts trained person, it helps two reasons. Even when I was trained in school, when I was in middle school and stuff, I would just go, "Oh, I'm going to teach this guy something." You know, I would get in trouble if I got into a fight. Our sensei at the time would beat the crap out of you. He'd say, "Why did you beat the crap out of somebody?" You get pissed, right? But especially when you get that skilled, you know. I mean, I've seen a lot of people get into fights, like when the confrontation hurts, the guy has no idea what he's got to test his manhood, so he's got to fight. I don't need to test my manhood. You know, I've had that a couple of cases. I know I can do what I could do. I'm going to stay calm. I'm going to maintain calm. I'm not going to freak out, right? I'm not going to go nuts. But, you know, just some people, I don't know. Anyway. What are you scared of? That's one of the questions I was thinking about today's questions. What are you scared of? Like, you know, I was scared to go to the dentist a little bit today.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous. I was going to have pain. And, you know, I always feel like I'm going to be sitting in that dentist chair, and they're going to hit a nerve, something, and I'm like, I'm going to pull the fucking arm off the chair or something, you know, because I'm just pain. But what am I afraid of?
I don't know. I always used to say I'm, like, really scared of, like, going back to drugs.
That's definitely relapsing.
That's a fear, yeah.
It's got to be, though, right?
Yeah, but, you know, you figure you keep aware of things and you work your program and stuff and it's, like, less likely to happen. I don't know. I guess I'm not afraid of dying, but I'm sort of afraid of, like, dying before I get to accomplish more shit than I've accomplished right now.
Right.
You know, like, I want to do more stuff. So.
Well, you know, that's the fire that's in, like... Like, that's an old saying, like, you know, when you see the light, if you believe in that, when people are they're about to die,
sure.
And they're having that conversation, oh, God, I never got to, you know, I never got to perform at the Chuckle Hut, you know, or never,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for $75 as
a
feature.
I never made more than $1,000 yet, any money, but they said that's what you could do, and then if it's worth it, they'll say, okay, but then the person comes back, never does anything,
right?
Then they get hit
then
by
they
a
go
car.
To hell.
Yeah.
No.
then they die and they go down to hell. How about you, Jack? Anything you're scared of?
I'm afraid of everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what that tattoo is. I'm very anxious. I have like really severe anxiety, but I'm afraid of a bunch of shit. But to make it simple, like I'm terrified of iguanas and they're everywhere.
You're afraid of iguanas?
Lizards.
Why? What is it about that?
I don't know. They're terrifying.
How big they are?
That usually they don't run away from me at all.
What, they don't?
No. I was like, I was.
They run away from everyone.
Not me. Nope.
maybe you're one of them. Maybe they think you're like their
queen.
You're
a lizard person.
Yeah, you're in charge of all of them.
Well, I'm not cool with that. But yeah, no, I don't like them. But I was like really young and I used to skateboard a lot. And I was at a skate park and they had like a ramp like that. And I came up one side and there was a giant iguana like just chilling on the other side.
Oh.
So like I jumped off my board and like I kicked my board and it like the board hit it and it just stood there. And I was like, fucking.
How long ago was that?
Probably like 10 years ago.
So you have like PTSD, maybe.
Yeah, I don't like...
It's like that. Ever since then, you're afraid of iguanas.
Isn't that weird how that can happen?
Yeah.
Every time I think of... The bad thought I always had, think about lizards. I had a friend when I was young. This guy was like a cruel, like one of these crazy dudes. And he would like, he was like, look, watch. He'd go to like in the neighborhood and put like nails and people like right on the right, like wedge it up to the car tire.
Oh,
so if the person went the wrong way, they'd get a flat tire. This guy put a firecracker, would catch a lizard,
and put a firecracker
in its mouth and light it and watch it run around and blow up. And you're like, I'm like, what a fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, right.
He's like the kind of the people that would shoot ducks, kick ducks. Like if you saw a duck, he'd kick it. I'd get pissed.
Yeah, I wouldn't kill. I had a chance to run one over. It was right in front of my car. But
a duck or a lizard?
A lizard, an iguana. I couldn't do it, though.
It would have been therapeutic.
Yeah?
Because then I would have felt it in my tires, and I would have...
It would have been worse.
I think it would have been really bad, so I just stopped and, like, closed my eyes, and I waited till it went over, and then...
Meanwhile, traffic behind her.
Yeah.
Piled up, 14 people died.
I should have run it over, though. I'm an idiot.
I'd feel bad if I ran over, like,
I don't try to kill things.
I love animals. It's just...
Just not iguanas.
Not reptiles or amphibians. I don't like frogs.
So you're scared of like little lizards too?
Yeah.
Like if we're out back and hanging out and a lizard crawled on the table, you'd freak out?
Probably faint, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Faint?
Faint. It's bad. It's
bad. You have syncope? You faint over the smallest things?
No. Just when I'm that scared, I don't know how I'd react.
By the way, Mike Sweeney says, where else can you get views on philosophy from a fighter who's been kicked in the head 100 times?
There you go.
Mike, look at this face, buddy. All right, 10 professional fights, 20 or so amateur fights, over 400 martial arts contests, competitions. Look at this face, buddy.
Yeah, he got hit in the head a lot, but yeah. Not the face.
I was wearing a fucking helmet. God. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think about, like, think about death, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't think about death until I'm going to do something like fly.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, and I wasn't being good with flying because I have had a few flights with severe turbulence in a row, and I'm like, I don't want to get up. But then now I'm at that point where I could deal with it,
right?
You know what I mean? Now when the plane starts getting turbulent, I just sit there like I think I'm on a bus. I picture I'm on a bus.
None of that stuff bothers me. I'm the kind of person that will run toward the danger, so I don't. Yeah. I'm not afraid of.
I'm opposite, like polar opposite.
I'm not afraid of like dying in the sense of like, oh, I want to avoid danger so I don't die. I'm just like, oh, I know eventually I'll die, but I want to do a lot of things first, so I hope my time isn't too soon. But you know, I always figure if it happens, it happens.
Right.
Right.
That's how I feel. Like if I just died, whatever, like I'm dead, like what am I going to care if I'm dead already? But
yeah,
I hate airplanes too. I have a huge fear. I flew for the first time last year.
Really?
To LA. But we flew through like a band from Irma because we flew out 2 days after Hurricane Irma hit. So we had like crazy turbulence. But I was on Xanax, so.
That helps.
I was going to ask you. Yeah, you ever try Xanax?
I have a prescription.
Okay.
I don't take it that often because like.
Just every time you see a lizard, so every day.
Yeah. Yeah, 10 times a fucking day.
Every time she walks outside.
Oh, there's another one.
Xanax.
Yeah, there's another one.
Fucking, there's a duck. I got to take one too. I'm scared of those now. Yeah. Well, it's good that you're coping with it and.
Yeah, I don't.
Doesn't
do it
sound like she's coping.
No,
I try.
He's being nice. It sounds, yeah. Like
sounds good that you're crazy.
Yeah, it sounds good that you fucked up in the head, but
I'm
makes
cool
us
with
makes
it,
us all feel a little better.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Anyway, it's that time of the day.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
That's what comics do. Walmart shopper, 81 years old, tried to buy Florida woman's child.
Hmm.
8 years old, police say.
An old man buying children at Walmart.
Of the child?
No, but they got a picture of the old man.
Oh, I'd like to see the child.
Was he a greeter?
Yeah, was the kid. Was the kid
is it a good looking kid?
Yeah, he had lollipops in his hand. And shit. An 81-year-old man who attempted to buy an 8-year-old girl from her mother for $200,000 at a Florida Walmart.
Wow.
On Friday, was arrested by Port Orange police.
I feel like it's Walmart. You could have got her for like, I don't know, a case of beer.
Exactly. You know? The prices keep getting knocked down, right?
Well, $200,000.
Isn't that the way it is at Walmart?
That's Target prices, you know?
God damn it. The video ended. Hold on. So, anyway, we're talking about this prices of this kid.
Yeah, that's $200,000 is too much for Walmart.
Right. Know? I mean, it's not like they're at Macy's.
Right? Then maybe you go up to 200. That is, by the way, that is the creepiest indecent proposal ever,
I
right?
I want to buy your kid for
$200,000. I'll give you $1 million to sleep with your wife. No, I'll give you $200,000 for your 8-year-old
daughter.
Some
parents are thinking, oh, $200,000. Yeah, Victor, by the way, who's watching the show, I don't know why this is the third time Facebook keeps crashing on us. But police said Tracy Nye was sitting in her with her daughter on a bench inside the Walmart when Helmuth Kolb.
No.
Approached the
that
pair.
Was his name?
Yeah, Helmuth Kolb.
Helmuth Kolb? Isn't that like a famous person from history?
That's his name. Sounds German.
Definitely sounds German.
Gross. Approached the pair and asked Nye if she was married. It seemed likely. It seemed like friendly conversation, they said. He didn't seem like a threat. Well, the freaking weirdos never do at first.
Excuse me, are you married?
Yeah, are you married? How much for your daughter? But soon, Nye said Kolb started bidding on her daughter. The first amount was $100,000.
I give you $100,000 for the 8-year-old girl.
Yes.
She must have been hot.
The second amount was $150,000. Then the final amount was $200,000. That's my last offer.
Damn.
Wow. So the mother's like, it's funny that the mother stood there and like waited.
Yeah.
She's like, no. She's like, he's like $100,000. She's like, no.
She had a price.
No, I'm not selling my daughter. Is that's insane, sir. How about $150,000? You know, you're going to have to do a little better.
Yeah. You're getting close. Actually, she said, sorry, we have to go when he mentioned the $200,000. She didn't want to be tempted.
Because it was an insult. It should have been at least $300,000.
She got up to leave, but Kolb grabbed her daughter and kissed her wrist.
Ew.
The wrist. Arrest report stated Nye left with her daughter and alerted the store security. The exchange was caught on surveillance camera, and Kolb was identified through a credit card transaction. What a dope.
Damn.
A credit card transaction.
Oh, I can't buy the girl, so I'm going to go buy a garden hose.
Is it illegal? Did they arrest him for that?
To buy a garden hose?
No.
To buy a girl?
Is that conversation illegal? Are you breaking the law?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You know what I mean?
I'm thinking about it in my head.
It seems like, yeah, what law did you break?
What if he just wanted to adopt her?
Yeah, listen, I was just offering. She didn't seem very happy with her mom.
It's like attempted slavery?
Yeah. Nye wrote the incident on Facebook. I felt like it was my duty to the community that I needed to warn other parents. It's just weird, isn't it? Like, I mean, you think about it.
Some parents are like, hey, wait a minute, $200,000.
Is he still around?
Right, thanks for the warning.
I'm going to bring my kid. I don't know. It's just, what are you going to do? Mom arrested for allowing a 10-year-old son to get tattooed. Some parents, I mean, this is the variety of parents we have in this country.
Right. She would have sold him for like a nickel.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you $20. You take him off my hands. A mom was arrested for allowing her 10-year-old son to get a tattoo by a teenage artist.
Wow.
Well, that's one thing. If you let a kid young make a decision to get a tattoo, what's he going to get? You know, like Mickey Mouse? And then to let an unprofessional person tattoo you.
Right.
That's a bad move.
But if like she let him, why would she get arrested?
That's an endangerment of a child.
Yeah, you can't do
a
that.
A tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh.
The child's not old enough to make...
I don't think so,
you know.
No.
How old were you and got those tattoos?
She was 9.
But it was after my dad sold me.
No, I was like 21.
Yeah. Mom has been arrested for allowing her 10-year-old to get a tattoo because she was allegedly tired of the boy begging to get inked.
Wow.
That would be me one day.
These parents, you know, they give in after too long.
I'm telling you.
Can I get a tattoo? No. Mom, can I get a tattoo? All right.
34-year-old Nikki Dickinson was charged with first-degree misdemeanor child endangerment and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
I support her. Okay.
Yeah. The court documents obtained by the news said that the 16-year-old tattoo artist, identified as Belafonte Examiner as Kyle Richardson, of Lakeview, often gives tattoos at his home. Also reported that the teen may have tattooed someone who subsequently developed MRSA, staph infection.
Gross.
Wow, so this 16-year-old is not qualified to be a tattoo artist.
Yeah, he's not licensed.
I don't think any 16-year-old is not qualified to do anything but jerk off.
There was some semen in the tattooing.
Yeah. Hey, this is a funny color. Why is it dripping?
Wow.
The artist was charged with performing tattoos in a manner that does not meet safety and sanitation standards.
I feel like artist that's a little highfalutin here for this 16-year-old kid. Oh, no, I'm an artist.
They posted the video on Facebook. That's how she got caught.
Damn.
Wow. So did he know him? Is he like someone's cousin?
Yeah.
Right.
My buddy, my friend, my dad, my friend's friend does it. On September 24th, the video was posted to Facebook by an Ohio resident. They were shocked about what happened. Others balked at what they said looked like a syringe lying on his table. A woman on Facebook named Jadine Ford, not to be confused with Dr. Ford, who identified herself as Dickinson's niece, told Yahoo Lifestyle that her aunt won't speak to her about it, the incident. And it boggles the mind that she allowed her son to do that. Yeah, you don't let... Listen, that parents today aren't parents. They want to be friends. They want to be the cool parent.
Right.
Right? That's typical. Like, oh, come over. We're all going to get high with my mom. Wasn't that about a year or two ago? Some lady got arrested because all these kids would go over the house and they all get fucked up and do cocaine and they're like 14, 13 and they would drink. She'd buy all the drugs and then they all come over. Because here's a woman. Here's a person. Don't want to make it a woman thing. But I'm just saying because she is a woman. But here's a person that never was popular in high school. And right. She's living vicariously through her children. Now.
Right.
Right?
Dougie, that woman was me in drag. I was.
It was you.
I was inviting all the neighborhood kids to come over and do coke.
I thought she had a funny beard. Pee-wee football handshake line escalates into a brawl amongst angry men. The parents are crazy, I'm telling you. Like, I can remember playing soccer one time. We were under 12. And they had this kid on my team, Peter. He was big. He's still the same height he was when he was 12. But he got into a fight with this kid and just Peter, he's a friend of mine. He used to box, hit the fucking heavy bag. So he knew how to punch.
Okay.
So he got into there was a fight on the soccer field and Pete just fucking nailed the kid. Yeah, the kid was throwing these weird, the kid fight punches and Pete just pa boom and the kid's dad ran onto the field and punched Pete.
Oh wow.
The father was like 30 something years old.
Right, right.
And then our assistant coach, this guy Bill,
punched that guy.
Knocked the fuck out of that guy. And then it was like, fight! Everybody just went nuts. And that was always fun. I had a few, at least a dozen fights on the soccer field, whether it's high school, men's leagues. Those are always fun.
These days, someone calls the cops, and then there's lawsuits.
Yeah. Pee-wee football has been under scrutiny for safety concerns. That is not what critics of the sport's worried about. Handshake line goes wrong. Grown men joined the kids in the middle of the field handshake line Saturday after a football, because that's what you do after the football game.
Yeah, yeah, you shake
go
hands.
Up and shake your, it's a little sportsmanlike. A grown man joined the kids in the midfield handshake line after a youth football game in Virginia. One man had words for another mid-handshake that his adversary did not take kindly to, probably called him a pussy. Shoving ensued while a few of their cohorts sought to intervene. Those attempted to calm did not work. Oh, they got it on video, too. I remember one time in soccer that we were playing. This is older, and some guy spit in his hand.
Okay.
Yeah. He spit in his hand and went to shake. And
funny.
The guy on our team punched the guy in the head, right. And that fight broke out. That's what happens. You don't spit in your hand. Oh, God. These kids today. The parents. I mean, the parents. It's the fucking parents. The parents are living through the kids, and they just can't get over it.
It seems like parents just give in too easily.
They do.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a tattoo, Billy? Yes. Well, yeah. You're five.
Yeah.
You know? I wanted to see what tattoo the kid got.
That was what I was curious about. Yeah. What do you want so bad at age 10?
I remember I came home one time. I was like, I was 12 or 11 or something, and we got like magic markers, and we put like an anchor tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
On our arm.
The classic.
The classic.
Yeah. The anchor.
Right? The anchor. You want to be like Popeye?
The ribbon with mom.
No. Yeah.
Whatever happened to those old tattoos?
Yeah, the old style tattoos. And then I remember they had the things like you used to go to the general store and they had like these really cool tattoos and the gum or the candy you'd get.
The rub-on.
Yeah.
I remember those.
Those were my favorite.
And then everybody worried that there were LSD. Like,
oh,
they
yeah.
They started lacing them with drugs.
I never worried about that.
No?
I was naive, I guess.
Yeah,
you're afraid of everything, and you didn't even think to be afraid of that.
I'm afraid of drugs, so I've never done.
You've never done any drugs?
Weed.
Okay,
That's it?
Yeah.
And Xanax.
It doesn't count as a drug when
it's prescribed.
You're having a panic attack.
Like, yeah.
You just feel normal when you take it when you actually have severe anxiety. I've had friends who pop bars all day, and I can tell that they're, like, messed up. If I take one, I'm just like a normal person. And
what
like
if you take like six?
I've never done that.
You're afraid. You're
yeah, I'm afraid.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Now, let me ask you, these people that take the Xanny bars just without any type of ailment, do you see like eventually a chemical imbalance with these people? Like they're a little loopy all the time?
I cut them off.
Yeah, you have. Listen, really? Pill heads, dude. Pill heads are like zombies, man.
Well, yeah, the benzos are bad, man.
They fuck with your chemistry, and you're never normal after you abuse those drugs.
Benzodiazepine is the worst one. In fact, even as someone who has a lot of experience with all kinds of drugs and spent years as an addict, I was always afraid of the benzodiazepines.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Xanax, the Valiums. I always respected those because the withdrawal from those is terrible.
Yeah.
You just die of seizures and stuff.
It's worse than heroin
worse
withdrawal?
Worse than heroin, worse than alcohol, worse than anything. It's scary, too, and easy to get hooked.
That's why I won't take them that often, because I don't want to get hooked on them, because they do. I mean, it makes me feel great. It takes away problems, but like, if I take them every day or just to feel better, I'm going to get dependent on them.
Yeah, you're not an addict.
I take like 2 a year.
You could safely do drugs because you're not an addict. You don't.
Yeah, so go ahead and do it.
Yeah, you don't have the...
You just got a prescription from Ethan over here.
I think more people should take drugs, because here's the thing. Like, only a few people are addicts, right? And if you're an addict, then you're going to just take drugs compulsively. But like if you've... Like you, it doesn't sound like an addict at all to me. You could probably safely do heroin and you'd be fine.
What drugs should I do? What do you recommend?
He just said do some heroin.
Heroin's a classic.
I got some syringe needles in the back for my dog's.
Cocaine's always nice.
Yeah,
cocaine scares me. I can't do uppers. I can't have.
Yeah,
gets me going. And no.
Let me see. What else is good, Dougie?
Cocaine was the easiest drug I ever quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just too depressed. I would feel good, and then I would get depressed.
I never liked coke, because that's what happens. You get really high, and then after like 5 minutes, you start to feel depressed.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah,
like,
and then you'd be depressed for two or three. I'd be depressed for 2 or 3 days.
Well, I don't
know right.
That,
you have to keep doing it.
Right.
What's the old Sam Kinison drug or drugs? Like, I don't have a drug problem. I have money. Right. I have a money problem.
Money problem, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, this was a great story that happened today, by the way. And you know Banksy? The artist Banksy?
Oh, yeah. I heard something about this, but I don't know the story.
Banksy's an unknown artist.
Right.
No one knows who he is.
Graffiti artist in London.
Right. And he does fake money. He draws all kinds. He draws money.
You know this guy?
Nope.
You got to look him up. But in Sotheby's, in an auction house today, one of his paintings went up for auction. Somebody bought it.
Okay.
It was a lot of money. And while the gavel hit that the sale was over, somebody, they say it was Banksy, he was in the audience, triggered a remote that he built a shredder within the frame of the picture. And the minute the guy sold, the gavel hit the thing, the fucking painting ended up being shredded. It had a shredder at the bottom within the frame, and as soon as it was sold, the painting went through the shredder and it started shredding the fucking painting.
Oh wow.
It was awesome. It was so fucking funny. Now
that's great.
Now they're saying that what happened to the painting? Now they're saying the painting's even worth more.
Yeah, probably.
Because of the attention it brought to the whole thing.
Right.
Stencil spray painting by elusive street artist Banksy self-destructed on Friday.
That's amazing.
That's what happened today, I thought. After being sold for $1.4 million, the artwork titled Girl with Balloons, by the way, Ethan's drag name.
Except the balloons are made of condoms.
Yeah. One of Banksy's best-known works went under the hammer at Sotheby's in London, fetching more than 3 times its pre-sale estimate and equaling a record price for the artist. Sotheby's said the painting, which depicts a small child reaching up, taking $200,000 from an old man in Walmart. As soon as the alarm
timeless
sounded,
classic.
The painting ran through a shredder embedded in the frame, emerging from the bottom of the strips.
Why would that be a thing, though?
What do you mean?
Why would they have a shredder embedded in the painting?
Oh, because
that's the gag.
Yeah, his whole thing is like, you know, anti-everything. Like,
so it was on purpose?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he set it up so that like when someone bought his painting, it would destroy itself.
Oh. It's kind of funny.
Yeah,
I couldn't stop laughing when I saw the story.
You should look up Banksy. His stuff is good. Maybe you get a new design for your tattoos, you know?
Oh, okay.
Come up with something.
Yeah, you want a Banksy?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to work great. Oh, man. Yeah, you've been Banksy. That's what somebody screamed out during the auction. You've been Banksy'd.
You've been Banksy'd.
The auction house said it was in discussion about the next steps with the buyer.
Uh-huh.
We have not experienced this situation in the past where a painting spontaneously shredded upon being achieved.
I like how Sotheby's, they have to apologize. They're like, yeah, sorry. We
apologize.
This was not in our
This was
company
not part
manual.
Of the plan. Right. We weren't aware this was going to happen. Speaking of shredding, two-year-old boy shreds envelope that contained $1,060.
Damn.
Anybody see that money I had from the church car fucking bake sale? I mean, people put money. When I used to work in a bank in Hallandale, one of my clients' husbands died. And she went to this old house right on the Intercoastal in Hollywood. And she went, you know, looking through stuff. She ended up finding a suitcase upstairs with $170,000, $180,000 in cash in it.
Wow.
I said, you need any help cleaning next time, let me know. Yeah, 2-year-old boy shreds an envelope that contained $1,060. A Utah couple who saved up for football tickets said the envelope containing $1,060 was shredded by the 2-year-old son. I bet you they want to sell that kid.
Well, yeah. You can get that money back though. I think, right? If you have all the pieces,
I don't know.
Actually, yeah, I've heard that.
Really?
Yeah. If money is destroyed, you can tape it back together. You can take it to a bank. You can.
I know it's illegal.
Illegal
to shred or destroy currency.
I don't know. Is it?
Yes. Ben and Jackie Benlep of Holiday said they had been planning to use the $1,060 cash they had saved to buy University of Utah football season tickets. Boy, that must be a shitty team.
Hmm.
But the envelopes containing the cash went missing during the weekend. The couple discovered their 2-year-old son, Leo, had used the envelope and its contents to experiment with the parents' paper shredder. She said the boy has shown previous interest in the shredder. Leo helps me shred junk mail and just things with our name on it or important documents we want to get rid of. The couple said they might yet be able to retrieve their money with help from the U.S. Department of Treasury.
You can, yeah.
But it won't be available in time for the football tickets. Somebody's got to loan these people the money.
Oh, you figure.
Yeah, they're good
probably
for it.
Probably Mormons in a community of good people who are willing to help out.
I called the guy the next morning and he said, "Oh, we might be able to help you here." I was shocked that that was possible. Just bring over a fucking bottle of Elmer's glue. They would have sold that kid.
Right.
What do you think?
Kids.
Kids. Pain in the ass.
That's probably not the least damage a kid has caused in today.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, here's our last story of the day. A rock used as a doorstop is actually a meteorite worth $100,000.
Okay.
Try to put that in the shredder.
A lot of money stories today.
I know. It's all about money, baby. A rock used as a doorstop is actually a meteorite worth $100,000. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, a Michigan man curious about a rock he used for decades as a doorstop now knows its secret. It's a meteorite worth $100,000.
What makes you curious about a rock?
Yeah, that's funny. What did he do? Look it up on
Amazon? It was probably glowing and fucking. At night it would glow and like, what's that light coming from? In fact, nearly 23-pound hunk of iron and nickel is the 6th largest meteorite found in Michigan, according to the Smithsonian. David Mazurek said he took his doorstop to the university for examination after seeing reports in January of meteorite pieces selling for thousands of dollars. Guy said, "I wonder what mine's worth." University geology professor Mona Srebescu first identified the piece as more than just a rock. Then she sent 2 small slices of the rock to the Smithsonian for confirmation. "I could tell right away that this was something special," she said. "It was shaped like a cock." "It's the most valuable specimen I've ever held in my life, monetarily, of course, and scientifically." Mazurek said the meteorite came with the barn he bought in 1988 in Edmore. He said the farmer who sold the property told him it landed in the backyard back in the 30s.
Wow. Interesting.
But somebody told him it was just a air balloon.
Right.
Or weather balloon. The story goes that it was collected immediately after they witnessed the big boom. And the actual meteorite was dug out of a crater. You know, when that meteorite hit, Russia a couple years ago? They had scavenged all over the place for that fucking thing because it's worth a shitload of money.
Right. Huh.
That's all we need. We need an asteroid to crash into Danger Studios.
That's funny. You always think of that as being a bad thing, but no, it's a windfall.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't destroy the home.
You don't want it to cause
a tsunami.
Right, you don't want a meteorite the size of Texas.
it's worth a lot of money.
Right.
It's
worth so much.
Actually, I hope it just lands just outside just past my residence where I don't feel the aftershock, and we're going to go get that rock.
You got to figure out what's the smallest meteorite that's like still big enough to be worth money but not as too big that it's going to destroy the entire Earth and the economy. You know, it's like
my buddy Chris and I at the store on these back, I guess McCrory's, which is considered a dollar store now. It's like these cheap drugstores. They used to sell these like glowing rocks.
Okay.
They looked like a rock and they were green, but they were just like glow in the dark, you know, painted. You know? So we would fuck with the kids, the younger kids down the street. We put it out there like in the middle, like in the corner and the next to the curb.
Right.
And the kids would go by and see, "Oh my God." They would all think it's a fucking rock. And then we'd beat their ass and get it back because it was worth $15 when you bought it at McCrory's. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank Ethan Noir for joining us today.
Hey, good to be here, Dougie.
And, of course, special sit-in co-host today, Jackie Sanchez.
Thank you for having
who's
me.
Who's scared of everything.
Yes.
Yeah. She had less conspiracy theorists than Ciro does.
She doesn't have the same. You didn't carry on the Ciro tradition.
Sorry.
The only conspiracy she's worried about is the iguanas.
Yes. Imagine if there are lizard people.
No. There you
like
go.
Real,
have
like
you heard that story?
Lizard people?
No.
Oh, you don't know about.
Don't tell me. Don't tell
there's
me.
Supposedly four
David
types
Icke.
Of aliens walking on the Earth. They have the grays.
Yeah.
Which is the little boldly eyed guys.
I don't want to hear
and they have the the tall whites,
uh-huh.
which was depicted in like Close
Trump
Encounters.
Trump voters, you mean?
The close, yeah, and they're all in Tennessee. the Close Encounters, have you ever seen the movie Close Encounters, the first one that walks out, that really lanky looking one that's considered uh-huh. like a tall white. And then the lizard people, which are the Inuki, whatever.
Yes, this guy David Icke is a British guy. Has been going around for the last like 20 years, telling everyone that like no, there's actually the Hollywood actors you see and
right.
all these famous people are secretly lizard people, and they have like a hologram over their Whoa. Skin, so they
yeah.
look real. But like, actually,
and when they blink, sometimes they blink on camera. You can see like they got.
Oh, I've seen some of that.
And they have weird satanic rituals and all kinds of stuff. So
yeah,
great. I'm
something else
myself.
To be afraid of, Jack.
Awesome. Yeah.
Trust so, no one.
next time you see a lizard. He's probably really an alien just watching you. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for watching the show, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Elgin David will be in the studio along with Danny the Jew, which I always say is a great great radio name.
Classic.
And, of course, you can follow the show on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook. Did I say Twitter or Facebook just now? And follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Follow our show on our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And, of course, we're on Instagram now at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. So follow us on there. You guys got to follow. I tried to follow you and you didn't follow me, so I unfollowed you, fucker.
What?
Yeah. I gave you 2 weeks. You didn't follow the show. I'm like, all right, well, you're not going to follow me.
I followed the show.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I definitely
followed
the show.
Maybe I'm getting bad data.
I followed back.
All right. Yeah, she did. Anyway.
I retweet. Come on.
All right. Relax, follow Dougie. Me at Instagram at Dougie Dangerous and on Twitter. And, of course, what else? That's it. Become a patron listener. Go to DougieAlmeida.com. I got a bunch of dates coming up. What's coming up for you?
Actually, October 31st, I'm doing a show with Nadim, Halloween night at Turtle Tavern, I think.
Oh, nice. Cool.
So, yeah, check my Facebook, check my Instagram, my Snapchat, my Twitter, which is @EthanIsNotFunny for that show and other shows I'm doing.
Hell yeah. And how about you, Jackie?
Brian Coronado has a new room. I don't remember the name of it, though, but it's this the 13th, this Saturday, and then I'm at the Improv.
Good promotion.
Yeah, I'm bad at it.
Don't know exactly what time it is.
I have no idea where it is, where? But it's at 7 o'clock.
There's a thing on my Facebook, and I'll post it on Instagram, and then I'm at the Improv trying to win a spot to host. That's the contest.
Cool.
Now, so I'm trying to get that. So the 18th.
Cool. The Palm Beach Improv.
At the Palm Beach.
There you go, guys. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for all my dates coming up. Aside from that, guess what? We'll be back here tomorrow, right here at the same spot. See you then.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.